This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk about caution. One would think, one would hope that we would be able to better manage and utilize airspace in and around our nation's capital. This past week, two more planes were forced to abort landings because of Army helicopter flights flying to and from the Pentagon, moving political and military VIPs to that structure. Now, if anyone has ever flown into Reagan, you'll know just exactly how close the Pentagon is to the airport. There are some very tricky flight paths because of a number of restrictions, because of critical infrastructure in and around both sides of the Potomac, Washington, D.C. proper, and the other side of the Potomac, both Virginia and Maryland. And, you know, it's a big challenge, but one would think in light of the most recent tragic collision midair that this would have been resolved by now. But obviously it's not. And folks are getting pretty upset about it. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said just this past Friday that Army helicopters took a scenic route. Was unacceptable, adding that he would speak with the Defense Department to ask why the hell our rules were disregarded. The Army spokesman disputed that the flight was scenic and says that the helicopter had been approved to land at Pentagon and was asked by the Pentagon flight tower to circle again before landing. Well, maybe that's a problem. If we have two flight towers managing flight in this highly restricted area, unless there's coordination between the two, Houston, we have a problem. The helicopter's second pass appears to have caused air traffic controllers at DCA to divert two plane landings, the Army spokesman said. They also said that the flight on Thursday was done in accordance with published FAA flight routes. Well, then that's a different problem. Yet another problem, I should say. Why we can't get this under control is beyond me. And why there can't be, especially with helicopters, one approved approach to the Pentagon, no exceptions. I repeat, no exceptions. And if the weather is not favorable to that path, then you have to land somewhere else. And guess what? Do what everybody else does. Get in a car, and then drive to the Pentagon. None of these people are important enough, in my view, maybe yours too, to put you, me, and the remainder of the flying public that are going into that airport at risk of dying. You at the Pentagon are not the center of any universe. What you do may be important, but it's not important enough to put the flying public at risk in and around Reagan National Airport. Plain and simple. And if we start from that premise, one would think that we should be able to resolve this issue. Now, members of Congress are upset about this. They want to get involved. And I would just point out to the Transportation Secretary and the Secretary to the Department of Defense, do you really want Congress involved? Really? You want this to become a three-ring circus? It's already a circus. So let's add a couple of more rings to this circus, right? Get in a room, get off Zoom, bring the folks that you need, and get this done now. We have additional pressures because we have a reduced workforce of air traffic controllers working across this country. In fact, in Newark, it's so bad right now, they're actually canceling domestic flights. Newark's a big international airport. We really can't afford to eliminate Newark as an international airport on our eastern seaboard for a whole host of reasons, because there's not that many. And the fact of the matter is that they're actually putting warnings out about flying into Newark because of the shortages of air traffic controllers. This is a mess, coupled with antiquated equipment that we've never paid attention to, that we've not made the investments necessary in order to have the latest and greatest technology, which, interestingly, you will find where? In Europe. Go figure. Countries that don't have the GDP that we have, countries that don't have the political and economic oomph that we have, countries that seem to be more interested in protecting the lives of the flying public than we are in the United States. What a sad commentary. I thought we were the technological leaders in the world. But we are reminded day after day after day that we fall behind others. So what are we actually at the end of the day? I'm not sure. I'm beginning to wonder. Sometimes I believe if we just say it enough, we all believe it. But when we dig down into the granular details of a lot of the services that are being provided, we find that they don't actually match up to our expectations. And one, as we get on the plane, in the plane, right? There was a famous comedian that talked about that. I don't want to get on the plane. I want to get in the plane. Well, we get in the plane that we're going to be safe. This isn't about Democrats. This isn't about Republicans. This isn't about any of that. I'm sick and tired of the division, the finger pointing, the battling, the this, the that. This is about you. This is about me. And this is about the remainder of the traveling public in the United States and our international visitors that come to this country and dump off a lot of their money, which is a good thing for us. So let us hope that we can just get our act together for once here, sooner rather than later. This should not be so difficult. This should be one of the highest priority items that Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has on his desk. It should be top of mind. And why we can't get our act together at that airport relative to military aircraft is beyond me. I'll say it again. We, collectively, as the taxpaying public, versus the military VIPs, all of the government VIPs in that area, when I'm flying into Reagan, my mindset is I and other taxpayers, we're more important than you. So do us a big favor. Just get the hell out of our way, please.